This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dental Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Dennis Hunt. He is a UCLA dental and periodontal graduate and founder of Rockstar White Teeth Whitening System, who has published multiple peer-reviewed papers on topics of clinical surgical techniques within the field of periodontics. Several years ago, he developed a teeth whitening product called Rockstar White that he sells to the dental professional and to the consumer via internet and retail stores. Dr. Hunt, a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So, Dr. Hunt, let me ask you a technical question. How do teeth become stained in the first place? I'm actually a victim of that a little.
Well, one way teeth can become stained, of course, when we think of a tooth, we think of it as being very hard. It has this hard enamel. But it does have pores within the tooth. And foods that contain these larger molecules, we call them chromogenic molecules, they can get into the tooth over time. And foods that are really the culprits of this are foods that are darker in color. Foods like tea, red wine, tomato, and soy sauce. And another classic way that teeth can become stained is by use when the teeth are being developed, excessive use of tetracyclines or fluorides. But those particular stains are a little bit more difficult because they get really integrated into the tooth structure, so they're more challenging to remove.
Now, does the color of the tooth make a difference as to the ease of whitening?
Definitely, the color does. Yellow and brown stains are just a little easier to remove. The reds and the grays, they can be developed from the tetracycline, for example. Those are more challenging, and those can often take much greater times to remove versus the yellows and the browns.
And how do you assure quality on this?
Now, our product is kosher certified. So we use several methods, but having a kosher certification means that really a rabbi inspects the process. This means somebody other than us is out there looking over at us and kind of inspecting and making sure that from ingredients to containers, things are being done up to their standards. We also are made entirely in the USA, and we use all natural products in our ingredients. We say that we're all natural because we use no animal products. We avoid the use of fluorides as in our desensitizers. And our ingredients, when we can, we use organic ingredients.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Dennis Hunt, the founder of Rockstar White Teeth Whitening System, who has published multiple peer-reviewed papers on topics of clinical surgical techniques within the field of periodontics here on eHealth Radio's Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Hunt, how does teeth whitening actually work?
Teeth whitening gels contain hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is an unstable molecule that readily breaks down into smaller molecules. These product molecules of the breakdown of hydrogen peroxide like to grab other molecules, which is good, and because they can grab other things and start to tear them apart. This means that when the hydrogen peroxide actually gets into the tooth, it can break down our staining molecules. And when it breaks those molecules down, we get a whiter tooth.
Another distinguishing feature of your retail product is the delivery system. Your system uses trays. How exactly does that work, and why not whitening strips?
We use trays because with trays you can whiten all the teeth. Strips, for example, they usually only whiten the front six teeth. That's corner tooth to corner tooth. And this will not be enough for people with the really wide smiles, broad smiles. And so also with the strips, they're more difficult to keep in place. So our trays make a custom fit thanks to a moldable impression material within the tray, and the custom fit allows great contact of the gel to the tooth for enhanced whitening.
Dr. Hunt, if you would, are your teeth white?
My teeth are very white. Thank you for asking that question. Actually, a picture of myself questions that are commonly asked about teeth whitening can be found on our website, rockstarwhite.com.
Yeah, and I was just about to ask you that. Our listeners can go to rockstarwhite.com. How about social media? Where can folks connect there as well?
We have Facebook, we have Twitter, all those things are part of our rockstarwhite.com.
Gotcha, so they can connect on social media straight from the main website. Certainly do appreciate that. In conclusion, is there any last bit of advice that you'd like to share with the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Folks that have the more excessive problems with whitening, like the gray tones that we kind of alluded to, the tetracycline stains, those folks really have something that they've been carrying with them for a lifetime. Usually they're kind of an embarrassment of something that's kind of excessive. And it's important, really, when you get to that level, to go seek a dental professional. You want to find somebody who's had the experience of working through those more difficult cases. Dentists can be found on our website as well. Dentists can actually use the dental section of our website, go through the process, because those cases can sometimes take 6 months to fix, to go through the whitening process, versus somebody who's younger, maybe with yellow or brown stains, that can be done in a couple hours. So there's these extremes that people need to learn about. And if someone has that excessive coloring, then they need to really maybe seek some consult from a professional.
Very good advice. We've been speaking with Dr. Dennis Hunt, the founder of Rockstar White Teeth Whitening System, who has published multiple peer-reviewed papers on topics of clinical surgical techniques within the field of periodontics. And the website of reference, once again, is rockstarwhite.com. Dr. Hunt, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
You bet. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.